B-Pod Studios.
As big on the basketball and the ice hockey as I am with the football, but I follow it loosely.
Okay. But I didn't know, like, you know, with Ben Simmons being Australian, if that's a big deal, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But we got Jordan Mailata with the football, so. And we got Cam Johnson as well, the punter.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So what's the go? Is Mailata going to step into Jason Peters' position now that he's going to hit free agency? Or what's going on there with the Eagles now?
So with Peters going, Dillard is the guy that takes over. He was their first-round pick last year. Dillard.
Dillard. But I thought Mailata was doing pretty well apart from Dillard.
Yeah, no, they drafted Dillard to take the job.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Ah, man, I don't know. Like, I saw a few posts about Dillard with his run and pass position when he's at the line of scrimmage, and he was just showing the play before it even happened.
Yeah, and listen, you know, who knows, right? If Jordan shows them in camp and Dillard's not ready, you know, who knows? Maybe he does get a shot at it. But I think right now their plan is to go Dillard. But that doesn't mean that Mailata isn't a part of it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just not sure of where he's at in his conversion. He's a great athlete. Yeah. He's big. He's strong. He's a beast. Yeah. I'm just not sure. And you remember, you and think about it, right, Mike? I mean, right, Al? You draft Dillard because you think, all right, well, I got a kid, right? Like that, I need to do that.
Yeah. Yep. I'm with you. No, I know what he's saying.
Yeah. So that's cool.
I'm probably just biased towards Mailata because I'm Australian, I suppose. So.
No, I don't. Yeah, it's cool. Will you make a pilgrimage up here to see Jordan Mailata?
I know a couple of Philly guys. They took me to their tailgate back in 2018, and we went to the Eagles-Colts game in 2018. And yeah, I don't know. That was the last time I was there. So I'm trying to plan my next trip for sure.
That's awesome, man. Make sure, listen, Alex, when you come up here, you let us know. All right, we'll have you come to the studio. We'll get you, show you around a little bit, all right?
Oh, that would be unreal. Like I said, I love the Eagles. I'm up at 3 a.m. watching games through the season.
Awesome, dude. I love that.
I love
that's great, man. That's really cool. Yeah. What a pleasure, Alex. Yeah. You taking care of yourself, right? Don't be a stranger, man, all right?
Nah, that's right. I'll still call in. I've got to do a quick shout-out to my two Philly guys, Brooke Spence and Will Pansko. Hope you're doing good. But they're my two Philly boys. The guys took me under their wing. Hey, fly Eagles fly. 2020, let's go.
Let's do it, brother. I like it, man. How about that?
That's awesome.
It's cool, isn't it?
You know, we always talk about, hey, when you guys come here and visit, let us know. How come we never go there?
Wow.
You know. What am I going to see, like Aiden Dublin? You know.
Dude, I've always wanted to do that.
How great would that be?
I've always wanted to do that, but we need to do the proper chore, and it should be done. We need somebody to sponsor us to do that. Right?
Yeah. You could bring a line out to Australia.
Well, no. What you do is you need somebody. We would do this world tour.
Yes.
And it would be a lot of fun.
Because it's world tour.
You know.
I like it.
Probably not the best time to do it with the coronavirus.
No, you're right. Probably not the best time to do it.
It's all right, but, you know, we're not afraid of no virus.
No, I'll beat that virus up.
Let me get Charles up here. Charles, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Charles?
Morning, Charles. Morning, cuz.
What's up, my brother?
Listen, man. Y'all made me so happy yesterday watching the Flyers, Sixers. I did the double-double parlay.
You did the double-double?
I actually added a triple because you said the
Clippers. Clippers, yeah. Yeah.
So I turned 75 to like 692.
My bleeping man.
Y'all need to do a little podcast because Philly fans that think they know how to bet don't really, they get too emotional. And you and Mike and Andrew, y'all got that feel.
Well, Andrew doubted me yesterday. He even doubted my Clippers bet, too.
Listen, I can't return the radio off because I don't know when you're going to pitch a double-double out today. I don't know why I don't know, so...
Listen, you know, I hit the double-double 2 days in a row, so, you know, don't expect it. It's hard to hit the double-double money line, you know?
I know.
You know, like, I don't want to let you down now. You're expecting that every day.
You got to get real. You got to take some L's to reevaluate. And then,
exactly.
Know, at the same time, you know, 75 to, you know.
That's why all these people that tell you, oh, they got winners and call, all this nonsense. It's a bunch of bogusness.
Right.
You got to get a feel. You get a feel, and, you know, and then you can ride the feel. And sometimes it goes your way, and a lot of times it doesn't, which is why I don't even bet it, right?
I'm saying that, too.
You know, and listen, because if I had bet it, I would have lost. So I did the people's service by just looking at it myself and say, here, I like these games. And so we'll try to do it again, brother. Listen, in the interim, because you were such a grateful guy and you made our day, we want to give you the beer.
Oh.
All right? That goes good with the money. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it.
You got, hold on, brother.
He's throwing money and a case of Labatt. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. You got the free beer. How about that? Free beer.
I love free beer
for
Friday.
You. Yeah, that's so awesome. Do I. I feel like Santa Claus.
By the way, I'm getting a lot of
Santa Claus
about the not calling my father.
Why?
Because, you know, it's a baseball thing. Can't jinx it. Although there are two good tweets. This is from Johnny Bevs. He goes, horrible violation. People watching TV don't affect the game, and he ruined an amazing experience for his dad. So thanks. Why don't you twist the knife in my heart? Reading that tweet. You're looking at me. I'm sorry. You're looking at me like you're my own father right now.
I can't believe you did that to him, man.
I couldn't tell him.
Dude, like, I can't believe you did that to him. Like, it's not cool.
I'm sorry.
Like, if you were Massimo, I would be out of my mind. First of all, you should have been with your father watching the game.
Well, he went to parents' neighbor party. I didn't want to go. It wasn't friends were there. No. So I just watched the game.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know. It was his boys, his friends?
It was like the married couples in the neighborhood.
Oh.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to go to that.
I got you. I don't do that.
Be the high school kid with like all the married parents.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you.
I was out.
I don't do that stuff. Those kinds of get-togethers, like games and stuff like that.
Yes. No, you'd rather sit. I'm with you. I would rather. That's what was me in 2010.
Yeah,
I wanted to sit at home and.
Yeah, I get you.
I was a loser taking notes when I was in high school.
I get you. I like that. By the way, the Goose checks in on Twitter. The Goose loving the Voracek song.
Yeah, the two times. But Tyler, do you have the two times? Because we got a
Tyler. I need some that.
There it is.
Wow, you taught him well.
Yes. I may have texted him earlier.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh man,
the Goose loves it too.
We haven't had
any flyer. We didn't play the song. Play the song, Tyler. Do the shake. We didn't do Orange and the Black.
Yeah, the Goose loves that song.
The Goose loves that. We didn't do the bells.
I got everything ready.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, I want some bells.
Listen, I have to be allowed to continue to keep coming out. So if things aren't getting done when I'm out here with you.
Yeah, no.
Then I won't be allowed to go out.
No, when I come out, no, I like having you with me. I do. You know that. Owen, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Owen.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Owen. What's up, brother?
Not much. I'm just lifelong Flyer fan, hockey player, hockey coach, and I'm just so excited about the Flyers, man.
Exactly. What? It's a gift, I was saying.
I say nobody expected them to be at this point, and everything, even if they're, I'm hoping for a second round at the very least, but like everything at this point is gravy since it's the first year with Vigneault and Yo and Kerrion as the coaches, so it's just awesome. And one thing that I haven't heard anybody mention is, like, the cool thing is, like, I was looking at all the youngsters that we had coming in. Farabee and Frost haven't gotten a lot of playing time, and Nolan Patrick and Lindblom were supposed to be two of our best players coming in as youngsters, and none of them have played at all, and they're still doing this well.
Yeah, I just said that to Danny Breer, like, literally 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. I am sorry, I just got in the car.
Yeah. I literally just said that. Talked about Frost and Farabee and the fact that they're down and they don't need to be up here playing, and it shows you that, like, you look at the future and just how incredible it is. Like, the future, you know, portends incredibly. I mean, you know, you got this group playing the way it is, and you still have all those kids ready to come up, ready to contribute at some point.
Yeah. I don't know if I've been, you know, just looking at everything. I don't know if you've heard anything about Patrick. I haven't heard any updates on him in a while. I don't know if you guys have other sources.
Yeah, the last we heard was he's still going to be out for a while, you know, through the playoffs. Somebody said there was a chance, but I don't think so. I think they go in as is.
Yeah, I would imagine too. And just that, because that was the cool thing with Kevin Hayes. Everybody was hating it, but the whole idea was supposed to be that Hayes was going to take the pressure off of Patrick to let him get the third line minutes and not have all that pressure.
Yeah. I thought the same thing. Listen, I didn't like Hayes a little bit. I mean, mm-hmm. I liked him, but I didn't like him. I'm like, you know, first of all, I wanted a sniper. Second of all, I thought they overpaid for him. And listen, he's been miraculous, right? He's been so good. He's got something going with Konechny. And AV's done a great job with it. I mean, you're right on, Owen. You know, great point.
Yeah, I had one question for you. I'm already looking forward to next season, thinking about it. Do you think they should trade Gostis Bear this offseason? Like, should they finally make that since they've got Myers and Marin and Haig, Sanheim?
Yeah, I actually thought they were going to trade him. I mean, I remember Jason saying this, that they were looking to trade him this past offseason. And even at the deadline, his name came up a couple times. You know, it's interesting because he's been a liability defensively, but even he's played well. I mean, you know, thanks, Owen. He's played well during his stretch.
I love how we're talking about trading players.
But here's the one thing. Owen said something, and, like, I understand it, but, like, please don't commit this sin. I'm already looking forward to next season.
No. Let's enjoy this ride.
Exactly. First of all, next year is not even promised to us.
Right.
You know, see coronavirus, right? Like, you know. But just enjoy this run, man. Enjoy the ride, all right? Who knows what happens? Who just enjoyed it? I agree. They're set up nicely for the future. I completely agree.
Yeah, but I want to pay attention to this season right
now. Yeah, I'm not ready.
I don't want to go next year yet.
And it's kind of been a violation, like you.
I'll give you the poll coming up. I'm getting the support, man.
Who cares?
The support that I deserve.
You're a creep. But Paul, they brought you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating and Air Conditioning. You're not on the broadcast. You're not on the team. You're some pimply-faced kid.
I did have some pimples.
Who can keep your wife comfortable in any season? Cairns can, with up to 28,000 rebates and federal tax credits on a new heating and cooling system. Visit MarvinEcairns.com today to save big bucks when you install a new qualified system.
71% saying it's not a violation.
All right, well, there's 71% wrong. I don't know what to tell you. Like, really. I asked the 71%. What if you were his father and you missed a game? You missed out on watching a perfect game because your son thought he was in the bullpen.
See, now Eric makes a good point. He goes, I get that it was a Flyers party that your dad was at, but there wasn't a single person there keeping tabs on the Phillies game. That's good work. He's right. That's why I didn't call. I thought somebody over there would probably already be paying attention.
You already said why you didn't call.
Yeah, because I didn't want to jinx it. But I thought that's why I called immediately saying, please tell me you guys are watching, right? You would think they would know.
Yeah, I knew when there was before.
Wrong on their part.
You know. Well, you know, I'm not going to give them sportsman points.
Yeah, they
Your father loses big sportsman points.
Yes.
And we already don't see eye to eye, me and Mr. Tunis.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Because he's a hater of everything, right?
He's a Carson hater.
Carson.
Ben's growing on him, but now he's turning his hatred toward Joel. So he's the typical.
How could he hate Carson?
Joel, go out there. He's being a little baby.
Carson Wentz. Now, I'm sorry to not. I almost would have left the violation on you, even though he was wronged because of his Wentz hate. Yeah, your father, my father, two Wentz haters.
Yeah, I know. It's something about that generation, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
And then my father said, I'm not a Wentz hater. I'm not a Wentz hater.
Yeah, and then as soon as he fumbles, yeah. Your boy.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as you get the your boy text, you know they're a hater.
I know. All right. Got a bunch of open lines. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. We're live at Chickies and Pete's, Atlantic City, the Tropicana. So we're hanging out over here. What a spot. You used to see the boardwalk. See, overlooking the boardwalk. You got the...
I'm going to look some more.
Right outside, man. There's the dunes and there's the ocean.
We've got the exit right there, too. Maybe go out, sniff the beach air.
Yeah, I like the sea air. Yeah, I'm a beach guy.
Yes, big time.
Yeah. Beers.
I'm fortunate to have a house down here.
He does. If I were him, I wouldn't let you in my house.
Because of what happened 10 years ago?
I would. In fact, yes. If it was Massimo, and he let me wither.
Wow.
And not experience the holiday no hitter.
Twist the knife.
I would be. I'd say, oh, you want a beach house? Well, go save up your money.
Twist the knife.
I wouldn't let you. Without a doubt, I
still have nightmares about this.
You should. Let's talk about the uncles. You might be in need of a new vehicle. I got a buddy of mine, right? He says to me, oh my God, my car, I have a company car, and I need to get a new one. And, you know, I got 30 days, and this is. So I said, go over to see the uncles, man. They're going to take great care of Uncle Greg, Uncle Paul. They're sure, guys. They're going to take great care of you. Go see them, and then next thing you know, you'll be happy. Next thing you know, you'll be feeling great.
They were watching the perfect game.
Yes.
The uncles.
Yes. Oh, they were definitely doing that. But, look, bottom line is, you can go get a brand new Jeep, 159 down, 159 a month today. Right? Today. 159 down, 159 a month today. Do that. And it's a brand new Jeep 4x4. It's amazing. They got all kinds of great deals. Ram, you name it. It's family Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram with all the deals, all the trimmings. Go see the uncles, but you'll fall in love with them because they've seen stuff like the, you know, company car or the addition to the family, all that sort of thing. Check them out online anytime, familyautos.com. Details, go see them. The offer ends March 31st, 2020.
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Here's Lawton. He got it out in front. Provorov goes in with the backhand. He scores! Ivan Provorov goes in back-to-back games. He's got his 13th of the year. The Canes coughed it up. Lawton found Provorov cutting to the net. And Ivan Provorov gives the Flyers a 1-0 lead.
Wow.
Awesome.
He's been ridiculous. It gives me chills.
Like, the Flyers have multiple players now where you go, like, 3 years ago, you're looking around the league and you're like, I wish that guy was on my team. I wish that guy was on my team. I wish that guy was on my team. The Flyers have those guys now, right? Like, there's probably fans of some mediocre hockey teams that are like, oh, man, I wish I had Travis Konecny on this team.
Yeah.
I wish I had Ivan Provorov on this team.
Well, you know what's funny is that you look around the league, right? And when you look around the league, you see a lot of top heavy. Like, you see a bunch of, like, great players,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
You know, you go from team to team out west, and you see these front line, you know, Nathan MacKinnon. And mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden, you look, you know, deeper into it, and you go, well, you know, they're thin. Who's got one, maybe two?
Right.
You got to start power play, you know, whatever. Pittsburgh got two legit lines, mm-hmm. you know. But... it's a big deal when you got the depth that the Flyers do.
They started the game with their fourth line yesterday, the Flyers.
Yeah, I know.
That's how, like, they have the day after the second game of a back-to-back, yeah. They're starting with their fourth line.
Amazing.
You know, it's incredible. Obviously, it's not the same as, like, basketball starting with your third rotation.
Exactly.
But still, I mean, you have the confidence to start with your fourth line, play 2 minutes, and then you got the first line coming on.
Yeah.
Right? With fresh legs.
Says something. You're right on, man. Our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Live here down the shore. Chickies and Pete's. Tropicana got the Maxwell Club Awards tonight at the Tropicana. We're here every year. Always love coming and hanging out.
I got lost.
This was my stomping ground for a long time at Trop.
2 years or so, right?
2 years here, yep. Two at our station, and always before that.
I went to the windows, looked at the waves.
Did you?
I got lost in the waves.
You can?
Yeah. It's raining now, too. It didn't bother me. Just looks at the waves crashing, man.
Yeah. I get lost in that, too. I love that.
I'm a simple man.
Spring and fall, great, you know, the best time, right? Let's go to Jake in Fishtown. Jake, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What do you say, Jake?
Cuz, what's up, man? Happy Friday, boy.
Happy Friday, brother.
Cuz, you getting ready? Pardon me. You getting ready for some playoff hockey here?
Yes, we are, man.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I'm going to make a couple points real quick, and then I'll hang up and let you guys talk about it. I know you were talking earlier, like the comparison with the Blues, and you were just talking about a little bit ago. It just seems they don't have a quote unquote like superstar. Like the Blues had Tarasenko, and then they had like O'Reilly, and we have Voracek, Giroux. But it just seems like this Flyers team just looks different. Like they're so they would always be streaky. They would win a bunch, then lose a bunch, but. This team, like, I heard something crazy. The last time they lost back-to-back games has been, like, months or something. Like, it's...
Yeah, well, they've
top
lost...
Top to bottom.
Think about it, right? They lost 5 games in the last 2.5 months.
And that was their problem before. It seemed like they would win 5 in a row, then lose 5 in a row. And it just seems like this coaching staff, I don't know what it is. It just seems like they lose a game, and they come back, and then they just stop. Dominate the next game, which they got 4 lines producing. And the weird thing with me that I'm seeing is like we're getting like bounces and stuff that like never happened to us.
Yeah,
like,
in fact, Chews brought that up earlier. Yeah,
that's never. We're always getting it against us, and then it just looks like awfully similar to that Eagles team, in the fact that every single free agent that we got, it just seemed to be hitting in their own way. Like it's crazy, and then. The last one I just wanted to ask you, I really wanted your thoughts on this. I remember earlier in the year with the Flyers, when they were struggling especially, AV came out in a press conference and legit called out Giroux and Voracek, basically saying, like, our guy's getting this big money, he needs to be producing. And, like, I sort of was wondering, like, how come Brett Brown, I know basketball is a more player-driven league, but how come Brett Brown, you know, I feel like he's never even came close to doing that with Simmons or Embiid. Like, I feel like if Harper was doing something in the same token, like, I feel like he would be the type of coach that would call out one of his top players, Harper, Hoskins, something like that. And I just feel like maybe something like that, it changed the season with the Flyers. They started producing, the rest of the team started rallying, and it was history from there. So I was wondering your thoughts with that.
Yeah, it's a great question. It's so hard to compare the cultures. You know, you're in hockey, right? It's a veterans players league, right? So, so it's AV's taking, he's winking at Giroux and Couturier, going, yo, guys, well, you know, I want to dig in Voracek's behind a little bit, but you get it. And they're used to it, right? Like, they're used to it.
Yeah.
NBA, there's a bit of China doll syndrome when it comes to the NBA. But you're right. I mean, you know, again, we always talk about trying to be tougher. At some point, you always wondered, and I always wondered when it came to Brett, when you would see something like so frustrating, would you finally lose it, right? Like, would you, you know, have an emotional outburst and, you know, plan it? I'm not saying you're going to be, you know, willy-nilly emotionally, but you kind of plan it and you go, yo, guys, come on, you know.
Right.
Where you plan it like that, and that's never, at least we've never really seen that.
Just, like, setting some limits at all. Like, it just seems like they're free bound to do sort of, and I mean, like you said, they're younger, they're kids still, so it's different, and it's a different league, but just some accountability, I feel like, could go a long way, because you just don't see any of it at all. I mean,
yeah, I hear you.
With Gabe Kapler, like, it was the same type of thing.
Yeah, over love, over nurture, No, I get you. Jake, it's a great point, man. I hear you. You know, we talk about the NBA being a players league and an agent league and that sort of thing. But I agree. I think Brett, at some point, you got to have a stand at some point.
Well, then let me ask you, why can't Brett do the wink-wink? Because you're right. Vigneault didn't, like, I'm sure he didn't just call out. Like, I'm sure he was like, listen, I gotta, are you okay with this? I gotta say this to the media. Why can't Brett go, hey, Ben, I gotta say this. I need more from you. I'm gonna say it in the media. Like, I need more from
my guy. I don't know. I don't know why or.
Because he's right. Brett never does the call out.
No. Because he'll say, you know, after I like to see, you know, three a game.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. Like,
he says that after a win when Ben hit the three in that game. Right. Like, he does the whole Jimmy Butler was the adult in the room, right? But he never goes, I need an adult in this room because there wasn't one tonight. He never says that.
You're right. You're exactly right. And, you know, again, it's why we're at this position where, you know, he's got back against the wall and he needs to show some things, perform some things. I'll give you in a minute. I'll tell you, if not him, then who?
Yeah, he teased that earlier.
Last time the Flyers lost, can you guess?
The last game? It's been 8-game winning streak. February 18th was when that song started. So what, 16th or 15th of February?
Correct. The 15th against the Lightning.
Wow.
They lost 5-3 to the Lightning. They lost at the Island, if you remember, also 5-3.
That was when they came back after being down 3-0.
Right. They lost at home against the Devils in the Anomaly game. Because remember, they beat the Lance. They yep. won at Detroit. In this.
Yeah, they lost, what, 5-1 that game?
5-0.
Yeah, 5-0.
But then they came back and beat the Caps 7-2. So that's 3 losses in February. In January, they lost in overtime to the Penguins on the 31st. They lost to the Canadiens on the 16th. And they lost a 1-0 game to the Blues on the 11th. They lost to the Hurricane. Okay. So since, remember they had that one kind of bad stretch? Where they lost, if you remember, in January of this year, they lose at L.A.
Yep.
on New Year's Eve. They lose to Vegas. They lose to Phoenix, to Arizona, the Coyotes. They lose to Carolina in overtime. That's how the year started.
Right, so that's 4 straight losses. You got 1 point in that overtime game.
Then they come back. They beat Washington 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
They lose the 1-0 game against the Lightning.
Yep.
But then they beat Boston. They beat St. Louis.
And that was in St. Louis.
Correct. Yes. Lose to Montreal. Beat the Kings back home. Beat the Penguins. Shut them out 3-0.
I was at that game.
Losing the home and home. It was after the break, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
The All-Star break. They lose 4-3 in overtime to start the All-Star break.
The first game was
like
going
Friday
into the
night,
break,
yes.
And the second game was after the break.
Correct. Then they beat the Lanch. They beat Red Wings. Then the Devils game we talked about. Then 7-2 over Caps. 4-1 over Panthers.
Wow.
Lose Islanders, beat Florida again 6-2, lose Lightning, whip the Jackets 5-1, beat the Jackets again in overtime in Columbus, beat Winnipeg, beat the Sharks, beat Rangers back-to-back, and then... You know.
Well, that's what's making this team even more impressive is it's Rangers. They swept the home and home.
Right.
The Panthers beating them at home 4-1 and then beating them in Florida 6-2. Right? Like that's a dominant win. It's not like they squeaked out a 2-1 win.
Exactly.
And that's two games in 1 week against the Panthers. And then they're beating teams like the Bruins and Winnipeg on a 12:00 puck drop, which
those
matinee games throw off every team.
Right.
And they pull away with the win. That's what these wins sound even more impressive.
Yeah, they do.
Like they're beating good teams. They're not going through this stretch of a schedule where it's all these dog bleep teams. These are good teams that they're beating.
They're beating everybody in the league.
It's incredible.
You know, I mean, next week you got Boston.
Yep. And you can't count them out. No, right? Out. Like, you know.
You know, I'll bleep pasta. All right?
Yes.
Pasta, one coffee.
You want some more?
No. You saw that commercial for Dunkin' Donuts or whatever. The pasta
know.
Commercial?
No, I don't know.
Pasternak, no?
Yeah, I don't know if I saw that commercial. I must have missed it.
Where he goes, pasta wants coffee.
I missed it. Right. I'm sorry. Usually I know only because it probably plays during the games, right?
Before you watch games.
Yeah, I do watch games.
You never saw this commercial?
No. I'm usually pretty good with the sports commercials because they play all the damn time. What's with that? If you watch a sporting event, you see the same commercial every time.
Right. Well, you know, again.
We got to mix it up here.
Yeah, again. Here we go. This is it. I'm showing you. See, pasta wants coffee.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this one. I just don't remember it.
You might remember pasta wants coffee.
I don't know.
Where he talks about himself in the third person.
Tyler,
give me the pasta needs coffee.
Was that the NBC? SN game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. I was at the bar, so I'm not watching the commercial.
But it runs during the NBC Sports Channel.
Yeah. So I see it up there. Right. Well, I'm at the bar during that game. It was a nationally televised game. Come on, man.
All right. A couple things. One, we're going to talk to Jeff McLean coming up.
Yep.
So we're going to do a little Eagles. So I'm curious to see what Jeff thinks. All the stuff going down. I like the Marty Morningwig thing.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that at all. We were talking about doing the senior advisor.
I like Marty. Yeah. I've known Marty a long time. I like Marty. I think it's a good move. You know, he was always a guy that, you know, Andy bounced a lot off him.
Yep.
You know, he's really good in the passing game.
And we think you and I are on the same page. Doug needs a little help, right? So that could help.
I'm up for anything that Doug needs help.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that they're not going to get, and I want him badly, and I want the echo chamber.
Yes.
I want Henry Ruggs so bad.
I want Henry Ruggs.
I want him so bad. But I'm afraid they're not going to get him.
Why?
They're going to trade up, and I'm afraid they're not going to trade up. I'm afraid they're going to go, well, we need value.
They don't do the trade back, do they?
I hope not. They flubbed that a couple times.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't do that, do they?
The trade back's a flub job.
Oh, now we'll have 12 picks.
Yeah, no.
And then they get Marcus Smith again.
No, exactly.
I don't want that.
Consolidate.
Yes.
Give me Henry Ruggs. 610-632-0975.
And the Peter stuff, too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
610-632-0975. And I got an Eagles thing for you. Because do you know Gabriel? He calls the Bring the Heat line.
Yes, yes.
But we love Gabriel.
Yes.
He's the guy who does
Gabriel.
And he's terrific at it. I saw something that was unreal. I mean, unreal. In fact, there's a way we could actually play this, the audio to this video, on the air.
Okay.
And it's of his wedding.
Gabe Kapler's wedding?
No. Gabriel. The man who imitates Gabe Kapler. The better guy we like.
Okay.
His wedding. It blew my mind.
What? I'm so confused.
I know you're confused.
I'm confused.
The caller, Gabriel, to Bring the Heat line.
He got married.
Gets married.
Okay.
His wedding. And I have a video of it.
I didn't know Gabriel. Congratulations to Gabriel.
No, this is goes back, yeah, okay. A little bit. But he gave me the video of it. He came to see me at Parks last night.
Oh, okay.
And he gave me the video of it. And we could play the audio because it's so amazing.
All right.
All right.
I'm looking forward to this.
All right. And I don't think you'll get your, I want your Lithuanian song too coming up.
Tom. Yes.
All right.
All right.
Let's talk about Parks Casino, shall we? Ho-ho, Street Road, Ben Salem. Home of Cousins Corner, we were there last night. We got to come up now. The pressure's on. to come up with a double parlay from the Parks website. Don't forget, go to parkscasino.com/PA or go to or download the app from the Apple iTunes store. Check out the Parks, all the numbers. If you can't get there, because I highly advise you to go to Parks and watch all the games, and they got the kiosks right in front of you and the tellers, so whatever you want to bet, they have it all. Parlays and props and teasers and, you know, all kinds of goodies and futures, whatever you want. And again, if you can't get there, make sure you go and download the app. Like, we do it every day. Like, we'll mess around. In the last 2 days, we hit the double-double for you guys. The double-double plus-plus has been a very profitable thing for the people. We'll see if we can come close again. But check it out for yourself. And you have used my promo code, CuzRadio. You get up to a $500 free bet. That's right, up to a $500 free credit of $500. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nation in Philly, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it is 11:51 on this Friday. It's a Friday, man. It's great. Day two Fridays from now is the conference tournaments, right? Like, it's going to start. And then we get the selection Sundays.
That would be, yeah, it would be two weekends from now.
Am I right, or is it next week? It's not next weekend, is it?
Doesn't the tournament start March 17th? Let me look at this schedule here.
Yeah, like, when I can't wait. Yeah, you're right. It's 17th.
17th is the tournament.
Next weekend, two Fridays from now, is the first weekend of the tournament.
Oh, so next Sunday, Selection Sunday.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, I can't wait, dude. Oops.
I can't wait.
Beers.
I can't wait.
Basketball.
We're going to be somewhere that Thursday, right?
Yes.
Got to be.
Well, I would think so. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Throwing a few tickets down.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
Oops. College. What's this? This guy dropped this off. Beach House Brewing.
Yeah, our guy Nick.
Swell. It's a local AC type of deal.
I may check it out at some point.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
On the line, I didn't know he was there. My bad. I don't want to waste his time. I love him.
You'd rather talk to him than me?
I'd much rather talk to him than you.
Yeah.
I love this next guest. He does such a great job. I tell him all the time, but you got to read him. Like, he is phenomenal when it comes to covering this football team. He's a great football man. I enjoy our conversations. On the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast, from the Inquirer, Inquirer.com, Jeff McClain joins us. Jeff!
Anthony, what's up?
My apologies, brother. I know you were already there.
Nah, no worries.
I was, like, musing about what's your favorite sport? I mean, football you cover, but what's the sport that you love that you go, like, this is just me, I love this sport, I want to relax and watch a game?
Probably baseball has been my first love.
That's awesome.
And, you know, my kids play it, so I love watching them more than any other team or sport. So, and they play other sports.
How old are they?
14, about to be 13 and 9.
Oh, that's awesome. And they're playing? That's great.
Yeah, they all play. They love it.
Where do they play at? Which township?
We live in Glenside, so they've grown up playing for GYAC. But, you know, my oldest plays in a tournament team, and nice. You know, and the other one, you know, they play for the
doing a Cal Ripken thing. Yeah, that's great.
Well, they play for it's more like tournaments. You travel a lot, states and that kind of stuff, and they do play in the Cal Ripken league.
Yeah, that's fantastic, dude. That's awesome. There's nothing better. I got my little, both my kids are playing. It's, you know what, dude? You know, it's great. So they play all sports. My little one is my big one, Anthony's 10, and he's a beast. He's really tall. He's really big. The little one is 7, and he's a great athlete. And he says, yesterday I'm driving them to school, they go, the little one goes, Daddy, can I play football, tackle football? Because they were playing the flag. And I give him that, you know, we'll see, yeah, you know, type of thing. Mm-hmm. And the big one goes, Daddy, I really want to play tackle football. And I was like, all right, you know, if you guys want to, you know.
Wow, there you go. Yeah, my oldest played tackle football. The other two are more soccer players, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
so
the best.
The younger one wants to play, and I'm like, because he's not as big as his other brother, so we'll see. But, you know, I mean.
When they're big enough, I go, all right, if you want to play, I'm not going to. Listen, I love it, and I'm happy, you know, yeah. But, you know, I'm trying not to give them, like, any biased stuff, but they love it all. I want them to play every sport because they're good baseball players, especially the little one.
Don't specialize.
Nah. You know,
having different sports, it does not help. They'll wear out the same muscles. They won't get the experience of playing in other team sports.
I agree.
It doesn't, you know, it'll happen once they get to high school and beyond that. But don't
worry. Yeah, I want them to do some joy. Plus, I just want them to love the games like we love sports, you know?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, that's it. To business, Jeff. Couple things. So Jason Peters, it's amazing. We assume will not be an Eagle unless he can't make a deal.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very unlikely that he's back. Clearly, the Eagles have made a decision that they're prepared to move on from him, allowing him to go into free agency. You know, from what I understand and talking around the league and talking to Jason's agent, just getting, you know, a general feel for the situation. I think there will be suitors for Jason. Obviously, it'll come down to what he's willing to take. But, you know, you've got to also remember, this guy's 38. He's had a number of injuries. You know, I don't think the market's going to be robust. So maybe, the Eagles left the door open for a possible return. But, I think it's extremely unlikely. And I think they're ready to, you know, considering the expenditure they made in trading up for Andre Dillard. Very rarely do you see first round offensive linemen heading into their second seasons. And, and Howie made a commitment that this team needs to get younger. And this is certainly one way for them to kind of turn the page on that.
How do you think Jordan Mailata is doing? It's funny, we had a caller from Australia who was curious about what his role is with Peters gone. Does he move up a peg? Do that? Are they still looking at him as part of the future?
Right. You know, and, you know, you look at the offensive line group, Holly Puliavati-Vaitai is also a free agent, and they're not going to bring him back. He'll get offers that they're not willing to match. So you'll need, if, let's say, if Dillard does slide in that left tackle spot, you're going to just swing tackle the sixth guy off the bench, sort of. And my guess is it would be Mailata at this point. They have some other guys on the roster that could possibly step into that role. But, you know, they've been grooming Mailata now for 2 years. He essentially has been redshirted. He's had injuries that have placed him on IR, which has kind of in some ways restricted him from getting on the field and practicing as much as they would like. But, you know, for me, it's now or never for him. I mean, he's got to, you know, they got to get him playing more and
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.